Kia ora, ko tū whenawarawa ngā tanahira toko wingwa. This is your Wātea News. National Party Deputy Leader Shane Retty says the mongrel mob should have nothing to do with methamphetamine recovery programs. National is crying foul over the Prime Minister signing off on $2.75 million from the proceeds of crime fund going to the mongrel mob-led Kahukura program in central Hawke's Bay. Jacinda Ardern says the Marae-based program, which has the backing of police, iwi and the Ministries of Health and Social Development, had shown signs of success with strong court order compliance and drug testing results. But Dr. Ditti says the gang has no track record in leading such programs.
These are vulnerable people. We want to make very, very, very sure that this is not part of a recruitment process. The Prime Minister has her fingerprints on this because she's been one of the sign-offs. And I think what a lot of New Zealanders are raising with us is $2.75 million to the mongrel mob for a meth program, nothing for Mike King for Gumboot Friday. How can that be?
Dr. Ditti says he wants to see more programs like Te Ara Oranga, a partnership between Northland DHB police and community agencies that uses people with lived experience of meth addiction to help others off the drug. Whānau Awhina Plunkett says it's time to level the playing field for all pēpi and tamariki in Aotearoa. Clinical leaders went back to Puke Te Raki Marae in Karitāne, where the organisation began in 1907, for a three-day noho marae to understand how the organisation can better meet the needs of whānau Māori. Chief Executive Amanda Malu says the health care playing field has never been level in access, opportunity or equity. Whānau Awhina Plunkett has recognised it has an obligation to work differently to improve Māori health outcomes. Plunkett sees around 85% of all newborn babies in Aotearoa, including more than 50% of Māori pēpi. Ms Malu says whānau Māori who choose Plunkett rather than Māori-led service providers deserve a service that meets their needs. The organisation is also acknowledging the role played by two Māori midwives, Ria Tikene and Mere Harper, Ms Malu's great-great-grandmother and the foundation of whānau Awhina Plunkett. Rotorua will be alive with Indigenous Arts in September with the third Aronui Theatre. Director Sian Elise White says the kaupapa of the festival is to inspire, empower, uplift and share art of the world via an Indigenous lens for all people. Rotorua-born Troy Kingi will return to his roots to headline the festival with his band The Upper Class. There's also film, dance, musical theatre, a drag show, and all of it will encompass Māori Language Week. Ms White says after last year's COVID-affected online festival, people want to get out and share their stories.
People are starving to connect, and we actually find that people are really, really wanting to come to quality events, to have a laugh, to have a night out together, and that's what Aronui is about. And that's what, you know, a lot of our Indigenous kaupapa, you know, that's the mission, is to bring people together.
Aronui will run from September 9 to September 19. And that is your Wātea News.